Stormy Daniels hit back from the witness stand. A baby who was born deaf can hear after a groundbreaking treatment. And you might get to see the Northern Lights this weekend. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Friday, May 10th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. Stormy Daniels finished testifying in Donald Trump's criminal trial. Trump is on trial in New York for allegedly falsifying business records to conceal a $130,000 hush money payment made to Daniels in 2016. Yesterday, Trump's lawyers tried to undermine the adult film actress's credibility as a key witness. They tried to portray her as opportunistic, chasing money and clout. But she hit back with barbs, denials, and some banter. At one point, Trump's lawyers accused her of lying about her alleged one-night stand with Trump. She responded, "If that story were untrue, I would have written it to be a lot better." The jury will now have to decide how much Daniels' explicit account matters in this case, which is about alleged financial crimes, not sexual ones. And after Daniels finished testifying yesterday, Trump's lawyers failed once again to get a mistrial. They argued that Daniels was allowed to give too much detail. The trial resumes this morning. Number 2. Republicans criticized Biden's threat to cut off U.S. weapons to Israel. On Wednesday, President Biden threatened to withhold military aid to Israel because of its plans to invade the city of Rafah in Gaza. The U.S. has warned Israel against a full-scale invasion there over concerns of high civilian casualties. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a statement yesterday that his country would stand alone against its enemies. It's the most serious public rift between the countries since the war began. And Republicans are also criticizing Biden's move. Donald Trump said this about it yesterday.
What Biden is doing with respect to Israel is disgraceful. If any Jewish person voted for Joe Biden, they should be ashamed of themselves. He's totally abandoned Israel, and nobody can believe it.
Number 3. A Florida sheriff's deputy fatally shot a black airman. Last week, a deputy who hasn't been named fired 6 times at senior airman Roger Fortson in his apartment. He did it just seconds after Fortson had opened his door to the officer. This is according to body camera footage released yesterday. Police say the deputy was responding to reports of a disturbance. But Fortson's family claims the police had the wrong apartment. Attorney Ben Crump spoke about the killing to reporters at a press conference yesterday.
They thought he was a bad guy, but he was a good guy. I mean, he was a great guy. He was an exceptional guy.
Fortson was 23 years old. A deaf baby heard for the first time after a gene therapy trial. That's our fourth story. Opal Sandy is 18 months old and from England. She was born with profound genetic deafness. But now she can hear unaided after a groundbreaking trial. A British hospital made the announcement yesterday. Opal's treatment worked by injecting a modified virus into her ear. The virus acts as a working copy of the gene that had caused her deafness. And now Opal can respond to her parents' voices and can communicate with words like dada and bye-bye. The gene therapy worked better than scientists had expected. One called the results spectacular and said this could be the start of a new era of gene therapies for hearing loss. Number 5. Apple apologized for an iPad ad that sparked outrage. The ad is called Crush. It was released this week. It shows a mountain of things used to create art being destroyed by a massive hydraulic press. That includes a piano, cans of paint, and a camera. The goal was to show how much the new iPad is capable of, but many saw the ad as wasteful and disrespectful. Some were upset that Apple appeared to be destroying perfectly good art supplies, but most were more offended that it devalued analog ways of creating art. So yesterday, Apple admitted that the ad had missed the mark. It's nearly time for the Eurovision final. That's story number 6. Tomorrow, 26 nations will compete in the world's biggest and strangest live music event. It's being hosted in Sweden, 50 years after Swedish superstars ABBA won the contest with Waterloo. But things have changed a bit in the past 5 decades. Here's the favorite from this year's contest. It's called Rim Tim Taggy Dim by Croatia's Baby Lasagna. There's also a lot of controversy this year. Many people have called for Israel to be excluded over the war in Gaza, but organizers are allowing it to compete. Its entry was booed during a rehearsal this week, and police in the city of Malmo are on alert for more pro-Palestinian protests. The show starts at 3 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. You can watch all the very weird action on Peacock. And at number 7, you might be able to see some magnificent auroras this weekend. Starting earlier this week, the sun has sent at least 5 massive eruptions toward Earth. This sounds terrifying, but it's good news if you've ever wanted to see the Northern Lights. The outbursts from the sun are expected to trigger colorful auroras in many parts of the U.S. this weekend. They should be visible tonight in the northern U.S., and possibly as far south as Alabama and Northern California. For the best chances of seeing them, find a dark sky location away from city lights. You'll also want cloud-free skies. Forecasters say clear skies are most likely over the central states and the west coast. The auroras should be visible from around 11 p.m. Eastern tonight. So good luck and happy aurora hunting. That's the show for this week. Before we go, we want to say a special thank you to our copy editor, Frances Moody. She's an original member of The Seven, and this was her last day helping the team. She's not leaving us completely. She's just going to start working less terrible hours. So you'll still benefit from her eagle eyes on so much of what The Post produces. But we will miss her help on this team. Thank you, Frances, for your calm and steady presence. And we promise to stop spelling canceled with 2 L's. Maybe. The assistant producer of The Seven is Taylor White. Special help this week from producers Renny Svernovsky and Sharla Freeland. The staff writers are me and Jamie Ross. John Taylor is our editor. Additional editing by Christina Quinn. Copy editing by Melissa Noh and, you know it, Frances Moody. Mixing and sound design is by Jim Briggs and Justin Garish. Our theme music is by Edith Mudge. Renita Jablonski is our director of audio. I'm Hannah Jewell. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. Don't forget it's Mother's Day on Sunday. And I'll meet you back here on Monday.